Administrative shakeups aren't that unusual in school districts, but it became clear early on to Superintendent Mary Wegner that the optics of this one weren't looking too good.
There was a lot of concern in the community and in staff that because there wasn't any closure this year because of COVID, that it was too much to be thinking of moving a lot of principals.
Wegner herself will be leaving the district at the end of June to take a job at the University of Alaska in Juneau, causing some to wonder why Wegner didn't simply recommend changes to incoming interim superintendent John Holst. But the close of one school year is when principals sign their contracts for the next. Holst participated in the conversations with the school administrators and supports Wegner's strategy.
I've been part of that conversation all the way through.
The motive for moving principals around will sound familiar to followers of school board politics: closing the achievement gap. That's the difference in performance between Native Alaskan and non-Native students. Holst says a building principal's knowledge of instructional theory or even personality can affect the achievement gap.
Putting people in the right position, the best position, to do their best work and to help the board reach its goals.
In the end, the plan was scaled back, and only Sitka High principal Laura Rogers will be changing buildings and returning to her former job as assistant principal at Blatchley Middle School. Superintendent Wegner says the move is not a demotion.
We've had a number of conversations, and this is a strengths-based placement decision. Laura has been there before. She's been very successful. She's done a great job at Sitka High School. This isn't about performance. This is about really leveraging specific strengths that Laura brings to the work.
Sitka High Assistant Principal Sandra Lundvig will take the principal's job at Sitka High, and the district will open applications for her assistant. In a move unrelated to the building principal shift, the district may also be opening applications for assistant superintendent. The husband and wife team of Phil Burdick and Sarah Ferency has shared the job for the last 5 years. The school board narrowly passed over the couple this spring to serve as interim superintendents for the next school year. Both have decided to move on. Phil Burdick will return to Pacific High to teach English, where he began his career in the district.
You know, for the last 5 years, it has just been a complete honor to work with the staff of the school district. The teachers have been open and willing to think about their practice and shift it for kids, for families.
Although none of this news, the principal shakeup or the administrative vacancy in the district office, was officially made public, word got out anyway. School Board President Elias Erickson said he personally fielded at least 100 emails from concerned members of the public. He says he supports the superintendent's efforts to arrive at a solution for the building principals that works for the district. As for the Burdick-Ferency team, he's glad their talent and expertise is close at hand.
It's very normal for the assistant superintendent to turn over along with the superintendent when these kind of changes happen. And, you know, it's not like they're going far. I mean, to me, no matter what, as long as Phil and Sarah are working in education, they are doing good for students. You don't see two people who have their hearts in it for students more than Phil and Sarah.
Incoming interim superintendent John Holst says he's not ready yet to talk about replacing Burdick and Ferency. In any case, he doesn't start work until July 1st. We're still in a transition time, he said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.